It's that time again on a Friday morning when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Kulani.
Hey, Trevor Manuel then used this week's mining indaba in Cape Town to throw his planning commission's full weight behind delivering a better South African economy.
And that was it. You know, to have Trevor Manuel's face amongst all these international delegates was very important because we know he's been very successful as a finance minister globally. People know that. And now he's leading the planning charge in South Africa. And of course, he's also come to the conclusion, which we did many times ago, that, you know, mining is the only game in town. And that's what you have to build your economy on. And of course, we've seen Korea lift themselves up from their bootstraps. And can you imagine if they had had the metals and minerals that we've got that we could actually link and build on? So, you know, the message from Trevor Manuel to the mining community was that mining needs to be positioned as a catalyst to drive other changes in the South African economy. You know, we need to look again at the mining sector in South Africa to be a major part of building capabilities and delivering for the common good. And, you know, this was the big theme there because mining can create a lot of spin-offs. And we know just directly in the equipment side that mining needs, we've already got the basis of that. There's so many people making equipment for mining. You know, if you start giving them certainty and a long horizon, they can invest so much more. Also in the services side, the mining services side, in the technology side. So what Trevor was saying, you know, is link this to skills building, link it to education, link it to making sure that you've got these research and development capabilities and put us back where we were in technology because there's such a market out there that, that you can sell those services to, that you can sell the equipment that relates to mining to. And yeah, so mining can float many boats in the South African economy. That's what he was trying to communicate, in fact. And so we should make sure that we support that. And he was there were also confessions, of course, the government hasn't come forward with infrastructure. And he wasn't only talking about rail infrastructure and electricity infrastructure, but water came up very strongly that we also need to do that. Government needs to create regulatory certainty. But he is convinced, you know, that even on the output side, you know, we could, mining industry could double its output in a decade and help to nudge us towards about a 7% growth rate.
Interesting. Well, picking up then on government and infrastructure, Transnet has at last cracked the code for getting coal to market from the emerging coal fields in the Waterberg.
Yeah, this has been a concern because we've already got a very good power station running in the Waterberg, and that is Matimba. It's regarded as one of the most efficient in Africa, and we've got a second one coming up, Medupi, and Exxaro, which is a black-controlled JSE-listed company. That supplies all that coal, and also Exxaro has been doing very well in adding value to coal there. But one of the missing elements has been, you know, getting Waterberg coal, this landlocked stranded coal, to market. And there's been no rail. And of course, there's been a lot of talks with Transnet over a period of time. But of course, it's a new Transnet now. You know, Transnet responds with quite serious decision-making these days. It's not like in the past where you didn't get decisions out of them. And again, you know, they've come forward and said, we can evacuate, you know, 23 million tons of coal a year on, by rail from Waterberg, which changes the economics of that area because if they've also got an export element, they can do, you know, so much more in the area because that sweetens the whole business plan for them. So they're talking about a rail time frame, 2016, 2017, and being able to get that coal to market. But there's another aspect. We've got depleting coal in Mpumalanga. So from a domestic point of view, the power stations in Mpumalanga will still be available for coal when there's no more coal, you know, to be supplied from the local area of Mpumalanga. So you also need that rail to bring the coal now from our emerging new coal field, Waterberg in Limpopo, to bring it along to Mpumalanga for domestic use as well by Eskom so that we can keep our lights on. And then also the rail going forward to Richards Bay for export.
Gee. All right, then AngloGold is going futuristic with a new high-tech mining model. Tell us about that.
Yes, you know, AngloGold reiterated stand on high technology when it comes to mining from a public platform at the mining in Indaba. And they're looking, you know, to add 30 years plus to the mines here because there are millions of ounces in the ground that will be sterilized for all time unless you get a technology solution to reach them. And they're saying, look, we're not only saying from public platforms that we're working on a very important high-tech strategy, but we will show you on the ground. You know, we're going to have a prototype at our great Naligwa gold mine on the West Wits in the Far West Rand, where we will demonstrate this concept, you know, that we're trying to use to mine where human beings have never been before, you know, beyond 5,000 meters. But to do it in a safe way, to take all the people away from the danger areas, and also to get rid of that tradition of blasting, because blasting rocks up the earth and it causes a lot of fall of ground problems. So, you know, use a different extraction method. And we know they've called in people from throughout the world to do this. I think it's the biggest technology intervention in the mining for sure, but possibly ever, to make sure that they can extract that gold so Mother Nature doesn't even know it's coming out. And you take out the gold and only the gold. So you don't have all that mixture of waste which dilutes your gold, and you get a higher grammage per ton, which means that, you know, these operations can be highly profitable, more profitable than they've ever been. And also they can be mined rock around the clock. And that's not just the music that I'm talking about, but, you know, continuous mining, so that 24 hours a day you're extracting from that operation. So this is the thinking now, you know, to take the life of these mines beyond 30 years and keep them going and make sure South Africa gets back to that preeminent position that it's lost as a big gold producer to the likes of China and US and Australia, which have got ahead of us.
Wow. All right then, Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back again at the coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thank you very much.
Great pleasure, Glenn.